Hi, folks. Wanted to record a call here, and I think this one is a story that I think is fairly common in anybody who's in any type of selling. And the story that I'm currently spinning about this particular prospect is that he's not picking up his phone because of his caller ID. And the reason is I talked to him several times, and then all of a sudden, you know, when I call, he doesn't pick up the phone. So now I have this story that he's not picking up his phone because of caller ID. Now, if we do the work on that statement, let's start with he's not picking up the phone because of his caller ID. And first I have to ask, is that true? And the answer is no, it's not necessarily true because I don't know why he's not picking up his phone. And then the next question is, how do I behave when I think that thought? Well, I get frustrated and usually I will stop calling. And in addition, not only do I stop calling him, but I stop calling other people, and it really slows down my prospecting activity. And then the next question would be, how would I behave if I couldn't think that thought? Well, how would I behave if I couldn't think that thought? I would make more calls, quite simply. And then the turnaround statement is, the statement is, he's not picking up his phone because of caller ID, and I would turn that around to, I'm not picking up my phone because of caller ID. And then ask, which is truer? Well, it's truer that I'm not picking up my phone because of caller ID, because I'm allowing that thought to prevent me from taking action. So my guess is that some of you have a similar situation or have had similar situations where you've stopped calling a particular person because of caller ID, or that's what you think, and then that stops your prospecting in other areas because you think you're being ignored because of caller ID. So just remember, the problem is not that they're not picking up their phone. The problem is that you're not picking up your phone, or you have stopped picking up your phone as often as you need to in order to get the amount of business that you desire. So that's a pretty good learning for me, and I hope it's a pretty good learning for you. But now I'm going to actually go in. I'm at this guy's business, and I'm going to stop in and see what's going on and see if my story is accurate about him sort of ignoring me. So I'll be back with the results.